This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day whatever of the zombie apocalypse. And quick note to self, of course, this pandemic is no laughing matter. But I personally need to make sure that I check the news every day so I know exactly when these masks ain't necessary. For me, every time I have to mask up before I walk into a business, feels like a setup.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Hold up. Yeah, hating niggas, jealous niggas, mad, but don't say it, nigga. Thank you, niggas. Every time I'm mad, I'm glad I ain't you, niggas. Hating niggas, jealous niggas, mad, but don't say it, nigga. Thank you, niggas. Every time I'm mad, I'm glad I ain't you, niggas.
Getting mine, no, I ain't worried. I can see it in your eye, you feel so.
Understand why you feel some way. I know I keep saying I'm not gonna sing every episode and I do it again, but it is what it is. Fuck it though. Yes, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending a little time with me today. I know you could be doing a million other things, so thank you. Thank you. If you've listened to the show at all in the past, you may be aware that from time to time, I like to go on rants. I think I've said like 99.9% of shit that people talk about, like I really don't care about, I don't have an opinion on. And if you do hit that 0.1% of things that mean something to me, they mean everything to me, and I may go off, which is what we're going to do today. It's just something about me. I don't know. So today is one of those days. So I just wanted to give you the fair warning in advance. And also to let you know that I am most likely, going to say something I shouldn't say and get into some trouble. And, I've come to terms with that. All right. So anyway, let's get into it. Okay, people. This is a rough time. For everybody. Times are hard for everybody right now. I get that. Today, I'm speaking on what's bothering me. And by speaking on what's bothering me, am I in no way saying that I or the group that I choose to take the liberty to speak on behalf of today are the only ones with problems right now. But I can only speak from my perspective. So I'm speaking about problems and things that bother me. I'm not saying the same things don't happen to you. I'm just saying this is what's happening to me and I don't like it. Cool. Y'all know I hate disclaimers like that, but gotta do it. Anyway. All right. So here's the thing. Here's where I get into trouble. Let's do it. These days for me, waking up as a black man every day, it's just bullshit. There's no better words for it. Like, it's waking up every day as a black man for forever, but these last couple of weeks, it's just been one fucked up morning after another on just pure bullshit. It's nonstop. I touched on some of it last episode, but today I want to go all the way in. I really want to get a little more specific with what bothers me and step on some toes, ruffle some feathers, because I mean I'd like to understand what's going on, what's the mindset behind it, what we can do to move forward. I want to move forward, but I need your help. All right, so I'm gonna say it. In case you were confused, in case this is a foreign concept to you, black masculinity is not the root of all evil in this world. Let me say it for those in the back. Black masculinity is not the root of all evil. Like, it is not to blame for all society's ills. It's not to blame for 90% of the shit that y'all put on top of it. Like, it, if I was to say to you that black people aren't inherently evil, I think most rational folks would be like, duh, nigga, like, nobody said they were, you know. But I'd like to extend that concept to masculinity and masculinity as a whole, not even just black masculinity, but just the idea of masculinity as a whole. There's nothing inherently wrong with masculinity. It's not something that needs to be reined in or smoothed out. It's not something that needs to be tamed. It's not inherently wrong. It's not just by definition bad. And that's the message that I hear like every fucking day, like every day. Like, masculinity in itself is not toxic. And that term toxic masculinity, in my opinion, is asinine. Because what we do is we take a concept that exists. We take a concept that pre-existed, has already existed. It has existed for some time now. And then we start adding irrelevant shit to it. We start adding shit to it that has nothing to do with what that thing is within itself. And then one day we turn around and we start acting like it was always that, that the definition of that thing has always included all of those things. And then now, by definition, this thing is fucked up. That's what we've done, I feel like, to masculinity. And right now, as a black man, I've seen some very specific things targeted toward black masculinity. And I just want to speak on it because it sucks, man. Like, you know, we take this concept I don't want to say pure and innocent, but these are the words that come to my mind, but just something that was just normal, that was naturally occurring. And then we threw all this BS on top of it and then try to treat it like it was always that.
Stop it.
Stop it. Like, stop adding your shit to stuff or adding other shit to stuff. And then, you know, and making it something that it never was. I'd like to offer the idea that what we need to do is start examining. Well, all right, let me not say what we need to do, because I'm not here to tell anybody what they need to do. What's bothering me is that it seems like we are looking at gender traits and personal beliefs as the same thing. All right. What some dumb motherfucker says, you know, is not inherently a result of his masculinity or his blackness. Neither one. I'd like to say that maybe the confidence in which he expresses himself, or his willingness to stand behind what he probably has already accepted to be a controversial belief, you might could associate that with masculinity, but the belief itself has nothing to do with masculinity. If somebody says some dumb shit, they just said some dumb shit. The fact that they are a dude does not mean that they said it because they're male. Like, that, we gotta let that go and stop lopping all that shit on top of masculinity. Yeah, you can't put all that stuff on masculinity or blackness. You can't put that stuff on being a man. It's never that simple, and it's never that universal. These are gross generalizations, and I'm tired. I'm tired of taking L's. Every time somebody says something that ain't got shit to do with me. Every time somebody says something stupid. Every time somebody expresses an ignorant opinion, or just their opinion. You know, whether you think it's ignorant or not. Like, that, the opinion within itself don't come from manhood. Comes from humanity. It comes from that person being a person and whatever their experiences are. But you want to attach it to being masculine and then attack the group as a whole. And as a black man, I feel like we under attack enough. I can't keep taking L's from all this, you know, irrelevant shit. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And I get it, right? I get it. Like, people to say, well, if it ain't got nothing to do with you, like, if that person say something that don't have nothing to do with you or don't reflect your feelings, then you shouldn't take the criticism. Like, you should, the criticism shouldn't affect you. If they were critiquing that individual, it wouldn't affect me. I wouldn't care. It's hard to get me to care about things sometimes. But we don't attack the person. We start attacking the group. We start imposing an ideology on a whole section of people. And then, like I said, it's dangerous because what happens for me, the way it affects me is that when you generalize people in a way, in that way, when you generalize men, you generalize black men in that way, it creates a situation where people can look at me a certain way. Ideas can be imprinted on me before I even get a chance to disprove them. You know, folks get to approach me with a certain energy because, you know, with all this shit that y'all have added to two things that I have no control over, I fit the description. I'm black and I'm male. And now we've put all this shit on black masculinity. And we all know how fitting the description works out. We all know how that's worked out for us. And that's all I'm saying is, like, you're adding things to the description. You're making it like, you know, a dude in a hoodie is just a dude in a hoodie. But when you start adding that extra, all them stigmas to it, all that other stuff to it, now any dude in a hoodie can be looked a certain way. Now I just feel like any dude can be looked a certain way. Because every time a dumb dude says something, it get put on all of it. And then we get attacked, and then dudes jump in because they somehow feel like it makes them look better because you're the elevated, like you've elevated yourself above whatever this thinking is. But you don't elevate yourself in a way that says, that's not manly. That's not manhood. So don't put that on manhood or masculinity. You put that on a, yeah, you know, we fucked up and we need to do this. Nah, like, stop saying we. Is that nigga? That nigga said that shit. I didn't say that shit. You didn't say that shit. So it obviously isn't masculinity. Defend what you are. Don't let, you create a situation where you color the way people look at your actions and your words. Now, what you say can be taken a certain way because they already believe that this shit is behind it, because it's a part of the two things you don't have no control of. I am black and I am male. It's born that way. Not a whole lot I could do about it. But that doesn't mean that I endorse or that I live with these evils inside me. And if you see me, I'm one of the good ones because I'm suppressing all that. Nah, fuck that. That's not. It's all bullshit. And it kills me. And what kills me even further is that when someone expresses, like, how society contributes to and most of the time even shares some of these crazy beliefs that people, you know, put out there that black men and men get criticized for. Everyone has, you know, a convenient sort of excuse that absolves them of any responsibility, as if they're somehow involved in how this mentality is created. It's only because they've been infected by the evil that is masculinity. Like, over time, they've, you know, their exposure to this toxic masculinity, this toxic energy, has now colored their experience and colored their life, so that now they participate in the cycle of creating the very thing that they criticize all the fucking time. They vilify, you know, constantly. But it's not like you have not become, what's you has not become inherently toxic. You've just been infected somehow, you know. Like, no, but it's that thing that's not you. You get to put all of that you don't like about what you may be doing to contribute to a situation on the thing that's not you. You get to absolve yourself of that. And I don't know. Like, I'm 38, right? I'm 38. But for me, And so, you know, I can see this stuff and it angers me and it upsets me and it bothers me. But at the end of the day, I know who I am. I know what kind of man I am. I know what kind of man I aspire to be. I know what my weaknesses are. I know where I failed. I can acknowledge my failures. I can acknowledge my wrongdoings and I can progress and grow and move forward. No, it still takes its toll on me. I still got to like brush that shit off every day. But I imagine what it's like for somebody younger, somebody less aware of who they are, to have to wake up every day and hear and see this shit, to constantly have to hear how two things that they can't control automatically make them a piece of shit, automatically make them less than, automatically qualify them, you know, to need to be reined in, to need to be changed, to need to be edited or controlled in some way. Like that in them is just this evil that's got to be eradicated, got to be lessened, got to be, you know, got to be pushed down. To me, that's toxic. That's toxic to put that on a person every day. And not because of anything they've done, just because of what they are. And we have these conversations concerning, you know, other ways of life or other groups about, you know, treating people a certain way or putting certain things on people because of who they are. And then I look at this and it's like, you know, why is it okay? Why is it cool? Why can't everybody do it? I mean, just understand, like, I'm not saying this from a, you know, I hate you motherfuckers and I'm tired. You know, like, I could have done a whole episode where I'm like battling back and pointing out how your flaws and what's wrong with you. And that's not the point to me, because we all got flaws. The point is to stop associating it with things that have nothing to do with it. You know, like for me, being a man for me may mean that I stand up for what I believe in. You know, it may mean that I speak when I see something that's wrong. To me, that may be manly. Yeah. But manhood does not dictate my interpretation of right and wrong. It may dictate what I do when I see something wrong, but it don't dictate how I see what's right and wrong. That comes from other places. That can come from a million things. I can be a black man, you know, raised in a certain area, or a black man with a certain set of religious beliefs, or a black man with a certain education level, or a certain economic situation. Like, there's so many other things that can color the way I view right and wrong, the way I view certain things and what I believe in. And when I express those beliefs, for you to put that on masculinity, it's irresponsible. It's irresponsible. It's lazy. It's finding the easiest group to target. It's not digging. It's not figuring out where these ideals come from. Because ideals and gender traits are two fucking different things. Personal experiences that determine, you know, how you view the world are not directly tied, you know, to your genitalia, to your, I mean, yeah. And we know this because we have this conversation in other areas. So I'm just trying to open the conversation up for this. When I'll get specific, because I saw a woman post a headline this week. They tweeted this headline about Andre Iguodala. And the headline said, in quotes, that he didn't want his daughter playing basketball because he didn't want her to become a lesbian. And in the comment on the post was, "Niggas never fail to disappoint." Like, you know, it felt like the only thing that was being pointed out about him in terms of the group he belonged to was niggas. I read that as black men. Maybe that's my problem. I'm pretty sure that's how it was meant. And then there was a comment underneath it that said, "This is why thirst traps shouldn't speak." And of course, that's cool. That's not a problem. But then I looked into it, because, you know, I respect Andre, and You know, he's been a guy that to a certain extent, you know, we've been able to look up to. And if you look into it, it wasn't even a quote from him. It wasn't anything he was quoted as having said. This was the testimony of the mother of his child during a child support hearing. And she was echoing a concern that she says he expressed to her. So basically a conversation between two parents about the welfare of the child. Now, I'm disappointed that that didn't stay between them or stay in that courtroom. If he said it. You know, if he said it, if that was his exact words, is that really like a shortcoming of Black masculinity? Or do you think those ideals could have possibly come from somewhere else? Something deeper, something built on top of that. And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is stop making it seem like Black men, like masculinity, like men as a whole, in and of itself, is this horrible, horrible, horrific thing that needs to somehow be, you know, eradicated or lessened or smoothed out in order for the world to be a better place. There's so many other factors that go into why people do the things that they do and say the things that they say that you cannot generalize on that level, because it's dangerous and it's irresponsible. And it's killing me, man. It's killing me. I gotta wake up every day and see another reason why everybody thinks, or that so many people, I don't want to say everybody, cause that's me generalizing. But as so many people have these negative, views of a group I belong to, and a group I don't belong to by choice, a group I belong to because it's how, you know, that's how the dice roll. That's what I ended up at. No decisions of mine went into me being a Black man. None. But we put it on there. And this is just a typical morning for me. Typical morning. I wake up to a post like that. Just, you know, the Boosie thing happened. Took an L. This Andre thing was from 4 years ago. It's from 2016. I'm sure we took the L in 2016, and I got to wake up and take it all over again in 2020 during a pandemic. It's unnecessary. It's irresponsible. I don't know. Shit is depressing. It's very depressing. And especially at a time like this, like it's very depressing. I think that's why it's at the forefront of my mind, because there's not a whole lot of positive shit that I get to wake up to and see every day. And then it, you know, with everything else going on, to have it added, just all this stuff that don't deserve to come our way in these general terms. It bothers me. I just needed to vent. I needed to get that off my chest, man. Cause in my mind, people in general have shortcomings. People in general have controversial opinions. Some people are evil. You got psychopaths. You got sociopaths. Some people are racist. Some people are misogynists. You got addicts. Me, myself, I didn't become an alcoholic because of some inherent problem with my ethnicity or my gender. And even if the numbers, you know, are disproportionate and try to tell a story that it'd be easy to latch onto, or maybe we should look at the other numbers that are disproportionate toward that group. And maybe they factor in. Maybe it's not the two most common denominators you could think of. And I'm not blaming anyone for my issues. I'm just asking that the world, not be so quick to blame all my issues on my dick. If I can be that frank. Sorry, Mom. All right. Whew. Anyway, so with all that said, I do need to make a retraction. I misspoke and I apologize. And I can see now with the events that I've spoken on today and with the things that are happening, how my comments in the past, were hurtful and came across as demeaning. And that's not anything that I ever intend to be. And when I'm wrong, I'd like to believe that I'm man enough to admit it. So I need to issue a retraction and an apology. And like here it goes. Anyway, Cardi B does not make music for women that wash paper plates. She also does not make music for women that bite the hot dog in the middle. I'm sorry for having said those things, making those claims. They were false, and I do apologize. The truth of the matter is that Cardi B makes music for people that wash paper plates and bite the hot dog in the middle. I'm sure there are some dudes and some non-binary individuals that fit inside those groups as well. So I do apologize for that. She does, however, make the soundtrack for Bad Decisions. So I stand behind that one. But those other things, nah, I can't put those squarely on the shoulders of women or femininity or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It's for people in those situations. So hopefully you guys can view maybe some of the other things that dumb motherfuckers do as just being a product of being a dumb person and not as being a black man or woman or whatever group they happen to belong to. That's all I'm trying to say. So anyway, you can send your hate mail to flan@whatistws.com. You can leave a comment in the White Pants Society Facebook group. Feel free to at me on Twitter or Instagram, whatistws. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever your favorite streaming platform is. Also, feel free to share your thoughts on the website, whatistws.com. I welcome you to buy a shirt, burn it, put it on YouTube. Whatever makes you happy. I look forward to the feedback. I know that this is all said out of love, and that until we speak again, I want you to be safe and be light. Let's rock.
When you wake up in the morning, I want you to go to the mirror, and I want you to look yourself in the eyes and say, fuck you. Fuck your hopes. Fuck your dreams.
Fuck all the good things this life is gonna bring.
Now let's go out here and try to make this bitch happy.
New tickle.
Up early with the sun and the stars. 6 a.m. ring the alarm. Weatherman say it's 90 today, but it's gonna feel.